T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Well, happy President's Day to you, or George Washington's birthday, or however the heck you want to celebrate it. Evan and Tiki on an action-packed Monday. We had two Yankee legends on Friday. We are joined by another Yankee legend a little bit later on. I'll also address the big decision the Brooklyn Nets made over the last couple of days, firing Jacques Vaughn. We'll get to that later. And tomorrow's a huge, huge day for the New York Giants. But I sat there yesterday. It went away, but I still had a TV. And I sat there yesterday with my sons in tow, and I watched nothing but the stadium series between the New York Rangers and the New York Islanders. I watched every second of it, and I was emotionally invested in it. No question. But let me tell you something, all you Ranger fans out there, to Sean Morash, to everybody listening, that game didn't mean a damn thing. I want you to put that in your pipe and smoke it. It didn't mean a damn thing.
Of course it did.
No, it didn't.
It was a victory.
Okay, you could beat your chest all day. You could walk out of MetLife Stadium pumping your chest. You can tweet angry things at Islander fans. You could do whatever you want.
Take your overtime loss and accept it.
Yeah. Yo, bitch, shut up.
I want you to accept that I'm not besmirching the event. I'm not besmirching the atmosphere. I loved it. You had me watching every second of it. But the reality is that game didn't mean anything. And I'll walk you through how I know that, okay? And then maybe you'll change your mind. So I sat there, and I told my sons, and I told my wife, we are going to watch a hockey game today. And they're like, oh, okay, that's different. What, are the Nets not on? I said, yes, that is correct. That's correct. And everybody was enamored by the stadium series. They were enamored by the way MetLife Stadium looked, enamored by the amount of people there, the way the ice was set up, everything about it, even the delay, because they don't realize that the sun actually still exists at 3 in the afternoon, and there may be a glare. And after the Rangers took the very quick lead, we watched the Islanders fight back. I explained who Brock Nelson was. I explained who Matthew Barzell was. And the Islanders were having a day. They were 4-1. And I was having a damn good time. I was enjoying myself. And as the Rangers creeped back in and made it 4-3, and then the Islanders went up 5-3, I warned my sons. And I warned my wife. I said, no lead is safe with this freaking franchise. And they said, what do you mean by that? I said, just trust me. No lead is safe with this franchise. You could change the coach. It doesn't freaking matter. They suck with leads. And God forbid, you put the other team with the man advantage, then they really suck. So I wasn't surprised by what I saw in the third period. I wasn't surprised at all. I wasn't surprised when Zibanejad tied the game with 1:30 to go. And I certainly wasn't surprised when Noah Dobson, that schmuck, turned the puck over 10 seconds into overtime. But here's where I felt okay, and here's where I realized this meant nothing. My youngest son, it wasn't even my oldest, my youngest son says, what does it mean, Dada? What does it mean? And I cursed out the Islanders, and I explained what it means about them and how much they stink and how Lou Lamoriello's living on a free pass and all that. And then I realized, I looked into his young eyes, and I said, it doesn't mean anything, son. This was a regular hockey game. It was typical of the Islanders all season long. It was no different from the crap we saw a month ago or 2 months ago. It's the same. So it was dressed up beautifully, and yes, we were all locked in, and this is nothing against the NHL. It was awesome. But at the end of the day, all you fat Ranger fans that walked out of that building last night, all pumped up, beating your chest up, oh, little brother this, little brother that, understand it's the same crap as if the game was played at UBS. You don't get extra points because it was at MetLife Stadium. And here's the other thing. Stop acting like you're the Yankees. You've won one cup in 70 years.
Bitch, New York Ranger fan.
I'm sorry. This brings the worst out of me. This rivalry brings the worst out of all of us. So I laid my case out on why it means nothing. Tiki Barber, do you agree?
No, I don't agree. Because while what you're saying is factually true, it is just a game. And now you're 17 points back of the Rangers, I believe the number is. It is. There were 40 more thousand. No, check that. There were 50 more thousand people seeing this in person than not. And how many countless more on television just because it was a special event? It's just kind of cool to see a hockey rink in the middle of a football stadium, especially if you did all the lead up to how they make that happen. It's kind of interesting, sticking a hockey rink in a stadium. And then I'm following Sean on social media and watching him act like a fool, getting drunk at 2:30 or till 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever the heck it was.
It was a good day.
It was a great day for you. I could tell. I was living it vicariously. Of course it meant more. Not on the standings, but just in the... We smacked your bitch asses. Not us, because I'm not a Ranger fan, but we smacked your bitch asses from a Ranger standpoint onto the Islanders. That's what it felt like watching it from Sean's perspective.
You know what you just described? You know what you just described? What's for anyone that? Who's not a hockey fan, I'll put this in perspective for you. There have been many times where the Jets would get this rare Monday night game, this rare Thursday night game, and they would lose in jetty and embarrassing fashion. It would be very, very typical. And I would bemoan on this radio station, why can't we just lose the way we lose all the time? Why does it have to be in public? Why does it have to be in front of a bigger audience? That's what yesterday was. Mm. It was a bigger audience. But if you are an Islander fan,
it was a bigger audience in the stadium, and it was a bigger audience on television.
I agree.
It's a huge audience.
I'm not disputing that. There was 80,000 people there. I get it. It was a bigger audience in terms of the people there. It was a bigger audience on TV. But if you're an Islander fan or you're a Ranger fan like Sean, he's a good Ranger fan. I'm going to rip him today, but he is a good Ranger fan. He knows full well that this is who the Islanders are. He knows full well. He also knows deep down that the Rangers didn't even win yesterday.
No, they
the Islanders lost.
I will
and
not let you say that. I will
and,
not let
oh,
you say
no
that.
No adoption turning the puck over is just, you know,
that's
it
hockey.
Happens.
That's hockey.
Yo,
pal.
It's Islander hockey. Do you watch them?
Yeah.
They make constant mistakes. They are the worst on the penalty kill. They're the worst in the league. This is who they are. So all they did was take a Tuesday night and put it in public and put it in front of everybody. That's the Jets on Monday Night Football.
No, but
that's
Evan,
all it was.
Evan.
That is the perfect comparison. That was the Jets on Monday Night Football.
Seen ghosts.
That's it. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, but
it's the same crap on a different day.
But this is the big difference, though, Evan. Maybe from you and an Islander fan perspective, that was it. We are now at 7 straight wins for the Rangers, the longest win streak in hockey. A team that has battled back after the All-Star break and has reeled off nothing but winning hockey after they were in a little bit of a lull. They currently sit 1 point back of being the best damn team in the Eastern Conference this year. And more than anything, when you look at a game like yesterday in front of that many people, and the players can say it afterwards, that had that making of, that's our signature moment. And we just showed the world and showed ourselves that no matter if we're down 2 goals with less than 4 minutes left, we have that championship pedigree that we can come back. We are never out of it. And a win like yesterday does matter come April and May for this Ranger team, because they know now you can never count this team out. Mm-hmm. This had all the makings 30 years removed from 94, 10 years removed from 2014. The years of the fours have been good to the Rangers. That is the signature play on the Ranger championship Blu-ray, that Zibanejad tying goal. And we are going to remember that forever when this team is hoisting a Stanley Cup.
Are you still drunk from yesterday?
Nope. And you can hear the raspiness of my voice. That was the train ride home. That was everybody's Ranger fans looking around going, oh my God, this is the year. That is how we walked out of that stadium.
The only reason I could give what he said. Now, he went a little bit hyperbolic.
You think so?
Yeah, just a little bit.
It's okay to be confident. And we're confident now.
I'm just saying hyperbolic. That was extreme.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Projection of a win. Now, the only reason I can agree to it a little bit is because athletes live by dumb cliches. I'm serious. We lived by things that meant nothing rationally. It don't make any sense. See, the reason that we won that game is the reason that we could win any game. I mean, in theory, you're right, but it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't really translate. But in your mind, you convince yourself it's true. The next thing you know, it happens.
You think the guys are doing that?
I don't know.
I think dopey Ranger fans like Sean are doing that.
Yes, but Ranger fans will be saying it on every platform that they can say.
They're
saying it on social media. They're saying it on sports talk radio. And eventually the players hear it and they start believing it.
Do you think the overrated goaltender's saying the same damn thing? Because Igor Shesterkin stunk yesterday.
Yeah, Sorokin was real good down the stretch.
I'm not talking about my team.
Igor
as a cup
also
winner.
Stepped up and made big saves when it happened yesterday.
Hey, by the way, get this straight because I know this is going to be a weird argument for you. I'm ripping the Islanders. I'm not sitting here talking trash that they're better. So when your response to me ripping Igor is for you to say, well, Sorokin's not much better, who said a damn thing about the Islanders? Well, I'm talking about your overrated goaltender. Because here's the truth. While you were sitting there drinking your ass off at MetLife Stadium, you know what you said down 4-1? Because you were mic'd up. I know what you said to your little buddy. You said, where's Jonathan Quick?
There was a moment, however, we all acknowledged.
Oh, there was a moment.
We all acknowledged in the stadium, the Rangers were going against the wind in that first period. Oh, the Islanders had the wind with them, which is never a hockey factor, and that was working against Shesterkin. The bottom line is this, Evan. This isn't some kind of, two middling teams had a fun event at MetLife Stadium. The Rangers are a full-blown wagon Stanley Cup contender that last night gave all their fans that magical moment and magical belief now that the dust is cleared football-wise, and we didn't have Jalen Brunson to go gaga over. We looked at the Rangers and said, oh my God, this feels real.
Really?
This feels real.
Coming back against the crappy Islanders because more people were there. You beat a garbage team that's choked all year long. You know that, right? You know the Islanders have choked.
You can only beat who's in front of you
all season long. That's all it was.
But that's not the Rangers.
Right? They shouldn't apologize for that.
I'm not saying it's the Rangers' fault. I'm saying stop acting like this matters more than it does.
You sound like a pouting baby. I'm sorry, as an Islander fan.
Look, I'll admit it was a cool event. I love the stadium series. I'm not knocking it. I'm just reminding you. And listen, I'm consistent about this. The Subway Series is a great event. There's always more people at Citi Field or Yankee Stadium for the Subway Series. And you know what I say after every Subway Series? It's just a game. Mm. What did it really mean we're going to forget about this in 48 hours or 72 hours? And that's the truth. If the Islanders don't get their heads out of their rear ends, we're not going to remember this. If you guys start struggling like you were 3 weeks ago and Igor needs another mental break, or you guys choke out in the first round like you did a year ago, trust me, you're not thinking back to February 18th at MetLife Stadium.
You're right. But what I am telling you is, again, this is a 7-game win streak for the Rangers. This is about more than just yesterday. And yesterday, that cherry on top of coming back, what I am telling you is, as we continue to steamroll here towards what's going to be a big postseason for the Rangers, there's a very good chance we do look back at yesterday and go, oh my God, that was the moment.
Here's the other reason you're a hypocrite. Tiki, you're going to love this one. The other magical moment at MetLife Stadium from the past year, if you had to pick one. Yeah, there's a few. You know, obviously the Jets against the Bills after Rodgers got hurt.
You have to go through your preamble. I was at both.
Yeah, you're at both. Okay, well, good. You know where I'm going with this.
Zach Wilson?
I'm talking about the Jet comeback against the Giants.
Two improbable completions?
Yeah.
At the end of the game and in overtime?
Yeah, kind of like the Ranger game.
All right.
mean, was it kind of the same freaking thing? If you want to compare football,
it was nice
hockey,
to be on the right side of it.
No. You're on the right side of it now. You're on the wrong side of it before. You were not happy with Joe Beningo doing his Victor Cruz dance after the Jets beat the crappy Giants. And you even said, like a big baby, calling me a big baby, like a big baby after that Jet-Giant game, enjoy this, you're going to win nothing.
Yeah. It's not pretty much a Cruz dance.
Yeah, but the difference is both the Jets and the Giants were middling, and we all knew it.
Yes.
The Rangers are sitting atop the Metro right now and have 2 points or a point back for the best record in the conference in the East.
Yeah.
Right? It's just different.
Why is that different?
Because did they get overplayed early? Sure, of course.
But you don't know what the Jets were going to become at that point. He was the one basically saying this doesn't matter.
No,
he
didn't. Are you kidding me? The middle of the season, we knew the Jets were trash.
They couldn't score points.
Yes, and the Giants couldn't protect the quarterback, whoever was back there. Of course we knew both the teams
were middling. There was still hope that the Jets could make the playoffs. We still had hope, at least I did.
Not after watching that game.
All I know is he narrowed it down and said it didn't matter. Like, basically, who cares?
Because like Tiki said, we knew after watching that game, both teams stunk, and it was a matter of that. The difference is we knew going into yesterday, and we know even more coming out of it, the Rangers are give this town, like we talked about last week, the closest to a championship.
It's the Yankees. It's not the Rangers.
You know. No, they give this town a legitimate chance at its first parade in a long, long time, and yesterday could be the moment we look back on and go, that was the moment with 80,000 fans where we realized this is the year.
No, it wasn't the moment. See, here's the problem, and we do this all the time in this town. Some of my own fans of teams I root for do the same thing. You get muscles when you beat your rival. That's what it is. You get these fake muscles when you beat your rival.
Or you drink as much beer as Sean did.
Right, and he's still drunk from it 24 hours
My
later.
Voice is extra raspy tonight.
Like, the Mets beat the Yankees in a Subway Series, there's some extra muscles. The Jets beat the Giants last year, Joe's doing the Victor Cruz dance. You beat the Islanders when they collapse like they've done all season long, you get the extra muscles. You get rivalry muscles. And this crap happens all the time. And I'm just reminding you that while it was a wonderful event, and I was locked into it, and it was great for hockey. The game was just another freaking game that got more attention. So don't print your Stanley Cup tickets yet. Don't do that. I mean, really.
They're digital now, Ev.
But you can hear it, Tiki. He's printed out his tickets already.
Of course he is. He's got to be excited about something this season.
Of course. By the way, yes, excited about something. Our city sucks for sports. So finally, we had a big weekend, good for Devil fans too, and we have a legitimate championship team sitting here on the verge of playoff hockey. All hail the New York
Rangers.
Here's
the problem. I was reminded something that I usually try to get out of my brain for most of the year, and then it pops up usually in April and May. And last year, I thanked the New Jersey Devils. They did a wonderful job of putting out this fire. And it's the fire of Ranger fans talking so much crap. It's the fire of the arrogance, of the confidence, which I find, Tiki, so interesting considering that franchise has won one cup in 70 years. And yet they talk as if they're the kings. You just heard Baldy over there. You heard him pontificating about the New York Rangers. Let me remind you, and I say this as calmly as I can to you, respectfully as I can, for Devil fans and Islander fans listening out right now, I'm here for you. You guys have won nothing. Do you understand me? Nothing.
Yeah, we've lived it. We're
you
aware.
You choked away that series against the Devils last year. You choked away against the Lightning the year before that in the conference finals. And yet you yap and you yap and you yap and those gums keep moving. And last night, I know you people listening, you walked out of MetLife Stadium with that arrogance. With that swagger, with the yapping and the yapping and the talking. And I just need to remind you, great game. Wonderful event. Amazing moment.
God, you sound like
one cup in 70 bleeping years.
Bitch, New York Ranger
but you
fan.
You sound like a loser saying that. Just what? Accept it.
What?
Just you sound like a loser.
I sound like Sean after Giants.
No. Yeah, maybe, but still. I called that game. I had to be neutral and it sucked. But you sound like a guy who says, all right, our team stinks. But yours isn't going anywhere either, despite the fact that they're sitting at the top of the Metro by however many points it is now, 13, whatever it is. So they're way up there. No, it's only 8. But still, the Rangers actually have a shot.
I get you.
This is not like the Jets. You knew the Jets did not have a shot when they beat the Giants. When the Yankees beat the Mets, we were at the game, especially the second Subway Series. You kind of felt like, yeah, neither one of these teams really have a shot. The difference in this is that the Rangers actually have a shot, and they're playing that way, especially when it's their best players playing that way. Now, do they need their goalie? Shesterkin to stand on his head at some point in this season?
Maybe block a shot when it's glove side? Right, yeah, that'd be kind of cool for them, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But, I mean, hell, they score when they need to.
Yeah.
That's impressive, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
They easily could have folded in this game down 5-2 or whatever it was. They easily could have fallen apart. But they didn't. Give them credit. Let Sean have his beer muscles. Let the Ranger fan feel excited about what's possible, especially after winning 7 in a row.
All right.
Stop being the loser.
Congratulations.
You lost the game. You don't need to be more of a loser because of it.
And losers lose, T, as we know.
Yes.
Congratulations.
As we heard from Evan very clearly after the Detroit Lions lost.
That is true. I did say that. So to the Ranger fans out there, Tiki's talked some sense into me. I want to congratulate you on winning your February Stanley Cup. We'll get to your calls next, 877-337-6666. Evan and Tiki right here on The Fan. Great win by the Rangers. That was just a very, very impressive effort. Spotting the Islanders a 4-1 lead. Down 5-3. Laviolette showed a lot of balls in the third period. And Ranger fans got to leave MetLife Stadium very, very happy, winning what is now called the February Stanley Cup. So I do want to congratulate the Rangers on that. They've actually never lost an outdoor game. So that's led to a lot of great success, right, Sean, since you've never lost an outdoor game?
This one's different.
How many times have the Rangers won a cup after winning an outdoor game?
So they haven't. However, I will tell you.
I'm sorry, what was that?
They have not won
they
a cup.
They have not, okay.
However,
yeah.
There's only been one other Ranger Islander outdoor game. The Rangers won that one also. In that same season, the Rangers made the Stanley Cup.
So that's what you're accepting now, just getting to the Stanley Cup and losing?
No, but now we climb the mountain.
Okay. I'll just make it sure.
Climb the mountain.
Were you jealous, Tiki, watching this, thinking, boy, I wish I was at MetLife Stadium for this?
No.
Why? Because of the temperature or because of the commute home?
First of all, it was cold. The commute would have been hellacious. And it's just, like, it looks great on television. I can't imagine. Only Sean, because he went. And I guess others who were there could tell us as well. It feels like you can't see anything.
I'm glad you said that, because that was a big concern of mine, because I'd never been to an outdoor game. In fact, the cold weather mixed with that is why I was semi-down on going to the event in general. Until I arrived, and a lot of it had to do with my seats in the 200 level. I had a club between periods, but I did not have a single blind spot on the ice. It was like just sitting at the upper deck of an arena in the 200.
Did it feel far? Because it looked so far away.
So it did feel far, but if you know how to follow the puck in hockey, there was no lost spots on it. And I'll tell you what else they did, which is really cool. They pump in the ice level sound. So the sticks, the hitting, the board crashing is playing on the speakers. So all that stuff that you would feel intimate-wise, you're hearing. It was kind of bizarre in the first minute. You get used to it. It's crazy.
Have you ever sat on the Chase Bridge at the Garden for a Ranger game?
I have, yes.
Okay. Here's what I'm curious about, because I know 80,000 people went, and it was a damn hot ticket. And we'll hear from plenty of people that did go throughout the show today. But my only hesitation at going was what Tiki just brought up, which is the view. It wasn't the traffic. Because, you know, that's you got to do that when you go to an event. Like, you just have to deal with it.
Traffic is traffic.
It is what it is. Like, that's the commitment. And it wasn't the weather. Like, I was outside all weekend anyway. Like, I'm ready to bundle up. To me, it's the same reason I'm hesitating to go to WrestleMania, actually, because of the view. Mm-hmm. It's like,
and that rink is even smaller.
Yeah, that rink is a lot smaller. Right. But would you say where you were sitting, which is not even that high up, by the way, you're in really good seats, what you just described.
Yeah.
Was that higher than the Chase Bridge?
Probably about the same level.
Same level, and you're further back.
You're further back.
Because the bridge hangs over, which is what makes it so awesome.
In reality, you probably do have a better view, and maybe it's because my expectation was so low of the view, but all I cared about was seeing everything. I never once had to look up at the screen to follow any action at any point. So to me, I thought that was a major win.
God, it pisses me off so much you got to leave happy.
Oh, it was great. The Potvin sucks chance on the trains out
of there. By the way, how played out is that? Can you guys get over that? What a loser chant that is. It's from 150 years
ago.
Doesn't matter. And now he's making money off of it with the socks.
The Potvin socks.
Yeah.
Which they were selling there yesterday.
I'm sure they were. I will get to your calls and more on Sean's experience. Plus, a lot of football to get to as the show rolls on. And we'll mix in some baseball as well. Mark is in Syosset. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, guys. Evan, you couldn't be more wrong. There was no arrogance from Ranger fans. I was at the game, first of all. It was fantastic. And Sean is right. The view was great from up top. But putting that aside, your bitterness about the four teams you root for having very little likelihood of making any playoffs is oozing about the fact that the Rangers are playing so well. It was a great hockey game. My favorite part, quite frankly, other than the win, which was the best, was watching Matt Martin get a bit of a beating last night. I never saw that.
Listen, I got to be honest about that.
That was shocking to me.
This Mike Rempe, is that how you say his name?
Yes,
Rempe. Rempe, who's about 8 feet tall. I mean, this guy's a freaking giant.
First shift in the NHL.
First shift in the NHL. And Matt Martin's a good dude because he put him over. He didn't have to agree to a fight. He basically said, all right, let's go fisticuff. And Rempe, I mean, I hate to say it. If I'm scoring it at home, it's like a 10-7 round.
It felt like when Ronda Rousey got knocked out for the first time.
He's 6'7".
Dude, he's a giant, that Rempe.
6'7". And Ed Gates, he's got to look like Andre the Giant.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when I say 8 feet, I'm not even exaggerating that much.
No, you're not.
And by the way, to Mark, our last caller, here's the thing. I'm sure he's not an arrogant Ranger fan. But the problem with being a non-arrogant Ranger fan is you don't see the arrogance around you. You don't notice it. Trust me. If anyone was sitting near Sean Morash at MetLife Stadium, what section were you in yesterday?
234.
If anybody was near 234, this guy must have been unbearable after every Ranger goal.
I mean, we were hugging and celebrating, throwing beers in the air.
You looked unbearable on your Instagram.
See? You saw his Instagram,
you know,
right?
I'm just saying.
I went to a Knick game with you. You said I didn't drink enough. Now I'm drinking too much? I mean, what do you want from me?
Mike is in Sayville, New York. How are you, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
All's good, Mike.
Good. What's up?
Great atmosphere yesterday. I was at the game with about 20 people, mostly Ranger fans. And I will tell you, Evan, opening monologue, I really enjoyed it. The one thing I will say that you kind of hit the nail on the head is when the Islanders went up 5-3, everybody who was watching from the Rangers perspective said the same thing you said. They said, and you know what they lose? It's a regular season game.
Right.
Who cares? It's a regular season game.
That's right.
Then the game turned, obviously, and then it was like, oh, my God, this is going to propel us to a Stanley Cup. And listen, I'm similar to you in age. I'm 38 years old. I did not see any of the Islanders four Stanley Cups. I don't pretend to be one of those fans to be like, oh, you know, the dynasty, the four cups. But again, what you're saying is a fact. In sense that this isn't the New York Yankees. They aren't a powerhouse team, and they act,
and most of
their fans are respectful, but they act like they are the best NHL hockey team that ever existed, and it's frustrating from an Islanders standpoint because you know what? You just say, listen, guys, you guys, on a whole, are not a successful NHL franchise.
In fact, I would argue, Mike, they are historically a pathetic NHL franchise. I mean, if we're being fair, and look, I'm not bringing up what the Islanders won because much like Mike, I didn't experience it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to see it. So I'm not rubbing cups in anyone's faces, but Mike is
Let's hope not.
Mike is right. The Ranger fan, because I've seen this song before. I've been at Yankee Met games. I've been at Knick Net games. And by the way, I've been to a lot of Islander Ranger games at both places. I hate going on Long Island back at the old Nassau Coliseum because it'd be filled up with Ranger fans. But it's the same kind of attitude, which is when they're losing, doesn't matter. It's a regular season game. This is your World Series. This is your finals. This is your cup. But then when they come back and win, it's like the greatest celebration ever. Some may say, Tiki, they come on the radio and say, this is going to be on the Blu-ray for when we win a cup. Can you imagine actually thinking that?
Okay, but what's wrong with being opportunistic or optimistic, I should say, better word, optimistic about your season?
Especially because
you're atop the Metro. You're almost on top of the Eastern Conference in totality, which doesn't really matter because obviously the playoffs matter more. But still, you're playing good enough hockey to potentially win a Stanley Cup. Why should you not celebrate that?
Because I guarantee Sean was at MetLife Stadium down 4-1 saying, let the Islander fan have their fun. Nope. This doesn't mean anything. Now it's on the Blu-ray.
There's two things wrong with what you're saying. Number one, all the Ranger fans to me, we said, we're going to come back and win this game. We're going to come back and win this game. We're feeling the good vibes. Number two, I'm going to, for anybody who's not a hockey fan, put this in a little perspective. You know what yesterday was? It was a lot like one of the record-setting walk-off wins in 09 that followed the celebratory cream pies with the Yankees. You know what yesterday was? When Mika Zibanejad tied the game with a minute left with the goalie pulled. You know what yesterday was? That was Victor Cruz going 99 yards versus the Jets in 2011. And I'm saying this because you're poo-pooing that in championship years you can't look back. I am telling you, look back at some of the recent champions. Well, they're not so recent anymore. We've had. They all had that moment. This is Victor Cruz going 99 yards.
You remember this from 1928? You remember this from 34 or 33 or whatever it is in 1940?
Well,
you remember those?
I don't remember those. I'm giving you the other sports.
That's the problem. Tiki just nailed it. See, that's the thing. You nailed it. What he said to you was your franchise, and I get it, the majority of the people listening's franchise, though I'm not sure. There are a lot of Devil fans and Islander fans, and I want to commend my friends who are Devil fans. I thought they did a remarkable job showing up Saturday night. I think a lot of people in the media, myself included, thought there would be more Flyer fans there. Mm-hmm. It didn't sound that way.
Nope.
I thought the Devil fan did an outstanding job on Saturday. So if you combine the Devil fan and the Islander fan, who does not like the Rangers, okay?
And then you drop six on those fake Rockies.
That's right. We don't like you, and we laugh at the fact that you think you're the Giants and the Yankees. Like, think about those comparisons you just made.
I understand that.
You compared yourself to the Yankees, a franchise that you've seen win how many championships?
Singular teams. You're right, Evan.
Hold on. You compared yourself to the Giants, a franchise you've seen win how many Super Bowls? You have seen this franchise, this hockey team you love, and I respect your love. I respect Boomer's love. You've seen them watch and win one cup.
No question.
One. Everybody listening, I don't care how old you are, unless you're 105, one cup, one cup, and you have that arrogance, like this is the Yankee Blu-ray, get your head out of your ass.
I'm just telling you, there's a singular moment, and I understand that. I think the Rangers and Knicks both in this town, probably the two of the most overrated sports franchises on planet Earth, and I understand that. We don't have the wins to go with it, but I'm just trying to put in perspective, and remember, the lowest form of conversation is remember when. We're looking forward.
Who told you that?
You probably got to be 91 or so to remember 40.
That's right.
I'm doing quick math.
No offense to anybody who's 91 listening right now. I'm sure you enjoyed that call. Luke is in Westchester. Good afternoon, Luke.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate that. I'm going to try to be like the neutral guy here because with the game and everything, and I'm a Ranger fan, and I understand Sean's perspective, and I also understand your perspective, is that, hey, that game, you look back, if they are successful, it can be a stepping stone, but you don't want to take anything in perspective because everybody knows the playoffs is a totally different animal. Now, whether you have the history of the Rangers and whatever you want to take into the consideration part of it, you know, trying to beat Carolina four games out of seven is a tough series in the playoffs. They play a man-to-man defense. Trying to play Tampa in the series is going to be difficult because Tampa has a tremendous power play, and they have a great goalie. Boston is usually a physical team. This year they're not playing physical. And then you look out west, you got Colorado, and then you got Vegas. So you take everything into perspective. I think this was a great building block for the Rangers, but I think as a whole, you know, there's still a process to go through, and
I respect that, Luke, but you left the team out, and I thought that was very disrespectful of you. And see, here's the thing about being an Islander fan. I look towards the other little guy, and I respect the other little guy, and for some reason you never brought up the name New Jersey Devils, and I wonder why. Do they scare you? Do they freak you out? Do they remind you about what happened a year ago when you were up 2-0 and you thought it was over? The Devils are right there. They're 2 points out of a wild card spot. By the way, the Islanders are right there. The only difference is we kind of know the Islanders are frauds. I'm glad they hired Patrick Waugh, but isn't this the same crap if we're just being honest? I'm just being honest. Like, I have no faith they're going to make the playoffs. But you best be scared of the Devils because you don't want to dance with that devil again, do you, Sean?
They're not going to make the playoffs. I'm not that worried about
it. Oh, look at that. But what if they do? And what if you're matched up in another best of seven with the team that you arrogantly thought you had, and now they're getting healthier? What's going to happen when you see the Devils?
We still have a goalie. We learned from last year, and we had this moment from yesterday. You know what happens? We spank that ass.
Mm. Will you?
Mm. Oh, yeah. I'll spit on my hand and spank that ass.
Jeez, what the hell is that?
That's a little graphic.
My God.
I thought we were going there. I don't know what you and D are doing.
Yeah.
Tell you something, I came home frisky last night.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Off a regular season win.
She probably had a headache, though.
Right. Yeah, no kidding.
Two more trained Modellos and a Wendy's Baconator. I was raring to go.
How many hours after the game ended? What time exactly did the game end?
You know what's funny? I don't know.
I would guess it was like, because I was in a stupor as well for different reasons.
I had no idea what time it was.
It was like around 6 o'clock. Is that a fair guess?
Yeah, I walked in my house yesterday at 9 o'clock about.
Maybe later than 6:30. So it took you like 2.5 hours to get home.
Didn't feel that way, but it did.
6:38, the game ended.
6:38. Actually, okay. Not that bad. To get on from trains, Meadowlands train, Secaucus, Penn Station, Long Island Railroad, Babylon. I got home like 9 o'clock. Not bad.
You know what pisses me off? That train ride home after a loss would have been so sweet.
If you had taken a car, how long would it have taken you?
Probably 2.5 hours. I've done the Giant games. It's a pain. You fly there and you get
home. No matter what you do, it's the same.
You get there 45 minutes.
You might as well train it.
Exactly. It was great.
What I feel horrible about is that Sean is a Long Island guy. And while I'm not saying the majority of people on your train were Islander fans, I know there's a lot of Ranger fans living on Long Island, but you'd agree that the vast majority of any Islander fan that made the trip to MetLife came from Long Island.
Yeah.
If we're being fair here, there are Ranger fans who live in New Jersey. There's plenty of them. There are Ranger fans that live in Westchester. Right. Trust me, I'm surrounded by them. Plenty of them. Any Islander fan, and I would have to say off of the TV, they represented 30 to 35% of that crowd. Is that a fair guess?
I think that's fair, and they were vocal, and they were into it.
Every single one of them had to do that trip back to Long Island after that kind of loss.
And there was a lot. There was no quiet cars on that train.
Oh, so you were all chanting?
Oh, it was all Potvin sucks and let's go Rangers the entire way.
Really? Tiki, they're a bunch of losers. Listen to that.
High fives, not losers,
but that's annoying as Tiki, hell.
Thank God for drugs.
People passing bottles of Jameson around on the train ride home. I've never seen a party like that on the rails.
Wow. So where were the Islander fans?
Sitting there in their Cheerios, upset, listening to us.
Sulking. Like, trust me, I've experienced that before.
Could they not, like, gather and go back to it? Let's go to this car.
They all had their stupid, like,
serious
orange fluffy hats and these sad, pouting faces. Oh, it was the best.
Did you at least offer them, like, patience?
There was no fights or anything like that. Hey, you guys want drinks? Everybody was laughing, having a good time, but I could tell. It was the most miserable afternoon for them.
Let's go to James in Saddlebrook. How are you, James?
How are you guys doing today?
What's up?
Not bad.
I got you, Evan. I know you guys probably don't get a lot of calls, but I'm going to give you guys not a prediction, but a spoiler.
Oh, he's pulling Paul Heyman. Hey, what's the spoiler? Let me hear it.
The Rangers season is going to end the same way it always does, and it's going to end the same way it did last year.
By losing to the New Jersey Devils?
By losing to the New Jersey Devils when they pick up a goalie in about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Because they're playing well with their third-string goalie right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Enjoy
that, James. Good luck. Get Markstrom in there. The guy they beat the Rangers with last year can't even sniff success in the AHL level.
Arika Schmidt.
What are they going to do when they have a real goalie?
Yeah. What's up with Arika Schmidt? What happened to him?
I don't know. What's up with James? Sounds like he's still drinking. Or
yeah, I know. And by the way, Tiki...
And that was Saturday.
Tiki was very offended because the guy's like, I know you don't get a lot of callers, which is not true.
No, I think he left
what
out a word.
What he meant was, I know you don't get a lot of devil callers.
Yeah, he left out a word. I'm like, wait, does he mean Islander callers?
No, I knew what he meant.
I didn't know what he meant until I figured it out.
From drunk guy to drunk guy, because I had plenty of drinks yesterday throughout the game. I know what he meant. I understand. It's a holiday today, man. He's having a good time. Like, think about it. Today's such a holiday. We're not even on SNY because it's a federal holiday.
It's so true. I came in today. There was not a soul driving into the city.
That's right.
Not a soul. And then when I parked, the garage is completely empty.
Completely empty.
I got out of my car, and I'm like, dude, is this guy around?
I love me some George Washington birthday, even though it's not George Washington's birthday. Just so you know, it's on the 22nd, even though technically George was born on the 11th, but then the British changed the calendar. And when they changed the calendar, his birthday got pushed back by a week and a half.
The British changed the calendar?
Or they followed some different calendar.
The Gregorian monks?
I think that was
the priest, it. The Gregorian priests?
Yeah, something like that.
Yes, they're precise.
That's right.
They even get it astronomically correct.
Yeah, so I think they had to fix it. So it was February 10th or 11th, and now it's February 22nd. But either way, we get an off day on a Monday. That's basically the world we live in. Let's go to Mike in Massapequa. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Evan.
What's up?
What's up?
You guys are the best.
Thank you, man.
What's going on?
Oh,
You seem upset about something. Is everything okay?
Because you're downplaying the win and the game itself.
Well,
I mean, 20 years from now, my boys were at the game. They'll be talking about that game.
Mike, watch this. Are you a Met or a Yankee fan? Because I can make it.
Unfortunately, I'm a Met fan.
You're a Met fan. Perfect. This works out so well. Okay? So I have a book coming out on April 2nd. It's called My Mets Bible. I took my most memorable Met games that I scored. I published it in a book, wrote about it. And one of the games in the book is Dave Malicki's complete game against the Yankees in 1997. And guess what? It was a great moment. I'll never forget it. Just like if your kids were there, they would have never forgiven it. You've never forgotten it, but guess what? It was a regular season game that didn't mean a damn thing. And that's essentially what happened yesterday at MetLife Stadium in front of 80,000 people. We'll never forget it. You got your 2 points. It doesn't mean anything. Does that make sense?
No, because between Ranger and Islander fans, it's the biggest game.
They play three more times this season. Do those games count? Or should we not show up? Should I not watch it?
It's one of the best rivalries in sports.
I know. I agree with that. Okay, what about the next three games they play? Do those count? Or because it's not in a stadium, they don't count? You tell me.
No, they will count, but it will definitely not be as big.
Well, okay, it won't be as big in terms of people being in the arena because you can't physically fit that many people. It may not get the same TV rating, but do you see the problem with this? Like, the Islanders and the Rangers play three more times, twice at Madison Square Garden, one at UBS because of a sham. That was an Islander home game yesterday, just so you know. Just everybody has that. They're aware of that. That was an Islander home game. Your sister's ass, that was an Islander home game, by the way.
Ranger goal song sounded great for an Islander home game.
Two more games at Madison Square Garden. One is on, like, St. Patrick's Day, if I'm not mistaken.
St. Patty's Day afternoon. That's going to be a boozy day.
Does that count, folks? I'm just curious.
What are they doing? They're just positioning these games so that the fans can get hammered?
Yes.
Yeah. And there's another one on a Saturday afternoon, too. They're all drink fest.
But don't miss my point. Does that game count? You tell me, Tiki.
Of course it counts.
Oh, that one counts.
Of course it counts.
Does it count
just like this one?
Just like this one?
Right. And if it's another win for the Rangers, they're going to say, look, we started the trend.
What if the Islanders win?
Back in mid-February.
What if the Islanders don't blow a three-goal lead again or a two-goal lead in the last 6 minutes of the game? What happens? Does it count?
Then the Ranger fans just kind of dismiss it.
Oh, that's right.
You didn't win the biggest one.
Right.
It's not the
you
biggest
one. You didn't win the
one.
Important one.
You don't get
you
extra.
You didn't win the one when everybody was watching.
See, that's the problem. And I'm exposing it very easily to all of you.
Yesterday's an event. An event, not a singular game. Yesterday's the only
it's like
time.
It's the midseason tournament.
It's the only
think
time.
Of, think of basketball, what they just did with the midseason, or whatever. That wasn't even mid. It was early season tournament that they did. That was a big deal.
No, it's not.
You even said it was a big deal.
And you were the one bringing on your rally towels.
And guess what? Today, does anyone even remember who won the midseason tournament?
Yeah, the Lakers. And they beat the Pacers, who were scrappy and overachieving.
Okay. Well, you're good with sports talk radio guys. What about everybody else? Does anybody care? Look, the truth is, it was a big event.
Nobody cares now, but in real time, you cared.
Okay, thank you. In real time, that was an awesome event yesterday. I'm not disputing how cool the stadium series is. Has nothing to do with that. How electric it was. How many people that were there. I was locked in. It's great. Okay, we got that all out of the way?
Mm-hmm.
The game is the same as any other regular season game. So to walk out of MetLife Stadium and to go on the LIRR and beat your chest like you won a cup, you didn't.
LIRR?
Excuse me?
Long Island Railroad.
LIRR, you don't know.
The Iron Horse, they call it.
I was like, what?
You don't know what the LIRR is?
I know what the LIRR is. I just heard you say double R. I thought you had a nickname for Sean that I was unaware of.
And you also were beating your chest. I think he was talking about my breast sauce.
Shane is in Westwood, New Jersey. How are you, Shane?
How you guys doing? I just got a quick point, but before I get to that, I just want to say Tiki Barber, Evan, I listen to you guys pretty much every day, especially the last few months. And Tiki, I watched you growing up. I am a fan of, as Joe Beningo likes to say, the Commanders.
Hey, I grew up that way, too. I grew up that way, Shane, so I can forgive you.
Yeah, no, but it was great watching you play. You know, I grew up in New Jersey, so great watching you play for the
Giants.
Thank
you, bud. Appreciate you, Shane.
Always looked up to you. But I just wanted to say quick, I'm also a Devils fan. So, Evan, I agree with you. I have friends that are Rangers fans, and anytime, you know, Rangers beat the Devils, it's all they're puffing their chest, they're yelling on the subway. But then when the Devils beat them last year in the playoffs when it mattered, and back to, I think it was 2012, 2013, correct me if I'm wrong, when Adam Henrique beat them,
Game six, overtime, what up?
That's right. So the Ranger fans love to forget about that and dismiss that. And then I also, the big point is, I heard last night after the game, I didn't go, but people were calling that they didn't stay for the ending because they thought the Rangers were going to lose. I had a friend who even left, who left before the game. So my question for Sean is, how many Ranger fans were actually still there to see the freaking ending when they were too concerned about getting home on time?
Thank you, Shane. Were they pulling a Tiki?
Now, look, there were 80,000 people in the building. I personally didn't witness anybody walk out, but of course I'm sure people walked out with the traffic. Tiki would have walked out. He definitely 3 minutes left.
I think I got to become a Devils fan just to balance things out here.
Sure.
See, I just went to a Devils game. It was great. I was right on the glass. It was awesome.
You should be a Devil fan. You live in New Jersey.
I do, right?
I got no problem with that.
All right, from here on out, I'm a Devils fan.
All right, Tiki's planted his flag.
There you go. I don't mind that. Like, the one argument I've had with some of my fellow Islander fans over the years is that I've always looked at the Devils as a franchise that I like and respect.
Okay.
Now, the Islanders and Devils have not had much of a history against each other. Obviously, we're now dealing with the ramifications of Lou Lamoriello running this franchise into the ground, but that has nothing to do with the Devils, obviously. Mm-hmm. Lou did a great job in New Jersey. But
the Devils are my friend because of how much the Rangers hate them.
Well, also, we're both 15 and 17 points behind the Rangers, respectively.
Well, okay. But I've always looked at the Devils as like the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So to the point where he was talking about Adam Henrique and that game-winning goal in Game 6 of that classic Eastern Conference Finals between the New Jersey Devils and the New York Rangers, I had so much fun during that series that the Devils actually reached out to me and sent me a jersey saying, thank you for your support on the air.
Oh, good for you.
Because I can't stand the Rangers. So I don't mind the Devils. And if the Devils are going to be the first line of defense against the Rangers come postseason time like they were last year, I'm all for them. But I know their game plan. So to the Devil fans out there, I know what they said to you last year after you beat them when they thought the series was over. Here's their game plan, because I know how this works, Tiki. What they will tell you is no one cares about the Devils. That's what they'll tell you. Mm. Sure, you beat us, but nobody cares. No one will talk about them.
I now care about the Devils.
That's right.
I care about the Hughes brothers.
That's right.
Luke and Jack, right? Jack, right?
Yeah.
Jack.
Yeah, Jack.
Yeah. I've only been to one game. What do you want me to do?
No, you're going to become an expert.
I am going to become an expert.
Fandom starts somewhere.
That's right.
Start somewhere.
Keith McPherson, about a year and a half ago, I think, picked the Devils as his team. And to his credit.
Is he still?
Yeah, especially with the Nets sucking.
Okay.
Like he goes to the games.
He puts more energy into the Devils than the Nets.
The Nets still in the league.
I don't blame him.
Next, you don't have a coach anymore, so why would he?
We'll address that at 3:30, ladies and gentlemen. We have pulled aside 3 minutes. Tiki will have a stopwatch out, and I will fully address what happened with Jacques Vaughn, including a public endorsement on who the next head coach should be. I look forward to that. Let's go to Rich in South Jersey. What's up, Rich?
Tiki.
What up, Rich?
Tiki, I want to know. Is today, because it's a holiday, bringing your toddler day? make sure Evan gets his bottle on time, because his wife will be angry if he doesn't. I want to ask Evan a question.
Go ahead, Rich.
If Joe is allowed to stomp on the Jet fans and do the cruise dance, the Jets only won one in 70 years.
Yeah.
Now you can't say that the Ranger fans could stomp all over them just because they didn't win in 70 years. The Rangers, 60 years.
That's right.
Yeah. Same thing, Gavin.
No, it's not really the same thing because most Jet fans are not as arrogant as Ranger fans.
No, but you know what?
And you know that, Sean.
He brings up a good point, though.
What?
In the last 30 years, the Rangers have just as many championships as Aaron Rodgers, yet you thought that was a big difference.
Boy. You set that line up at the perfect time, don't you?
Wow, you waited for that one.
So for many years, and I've said this about every team in this town, like when the Nets were good, I didn't want to play the Knicks in the playoffs. Loogie will tell you. I was adamant. I would argue with Craig. I don't want to play the Knicks in the playoffs. What if you're better, though? You still wouldn't want to play them? I do not. I don't want the Mets and Yankees in a World Series. I don't want it. I can't deal with losing to them again. I don't want the Jets and Giants in a Super Bowl. I can't deal with sharing that week with the Giants. But I want to be very, very clear about this. If the New York Islanders can straighten themselves out, and they probably won't if we're all being honest with ourselves, all they do is blow late leads. They are the worst penalty-killing team in the sport. And God forbid they change the head coach, which they did, but it feels like everything's the same. But let's just say by some miracle, the Islanders figure things out, and they're in the postseason. I pray to the hockey gods above I get Islanders-Rangers because I got nothing to lose, and you do.
That's right.
We
pray too.
Everything. You pray for it all day. God forbid you lose. You will never.
We won't, though.
And I mean, you won't. You were so cocky last year against the Devils. Now all of a sudden you have that same arrogance?
Evan, for the Islanders, you laid out the whole open on why your team sucks. So of course I'd rather play them. That's a sweep easy.
You know who doesn't want to play the New York Islanders? Your goalie who stinks against the New York Islanders. Why don't you tell Tiki his stats against the Islanders?
He's curious. Haven't been great, but yeah, guess what?
How has Shesterkin played against the Isles this year?
I don't have the numbers in front of me,
and Tiki wants to be down that rabbit hole.
So then let him go down the rabbit hole.
Right. I'm stuck right now on these 14 overtime losses, though, of the Islanders.
It's down. They stink.
So something happened yesterday at MetLife Stadium that I think could be really, really, really good news for one of the tenants at MetLife Stadium, for Giant fans. We address it coming up. Plus, are we not all sick of Tommy DeVito? 877-337-6666. Busy show, Evan and Tiki, on this President's Day 2024.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.